This is the Table for One edition of the Deliberate Talks podcast, and I'm your host, Dakshin Adyanthaya, your Monday brand storyteller, here to share another delicious story. Delicious why? Well, that's because today is all about ice creams. But before that, here's a quick intro.
This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures.
So rewind to the year 1948 in Glendale, California, where two ice cream enthusiasts and brothers-in-law, Burton Baskin and Irvin Robbins, join hands to create one of the world's largest chain of ice cream specialty shops, the Baskin Robbins. Yes, the brand was named after the founders, but did you know, before they came together to launch it, they had their respective ice cream brands. Brunton Baskin opened the Brunton Ice Cream Shop in Pasadena, while Irvin Robbins opened his first ice cream store in Glendale named Snowbird Ice Cream. One day, they flipped the coin to see whose name would come first on the sign, and rest was history. And after 5 years into merging their business in 1953, the most iconic evidence of the brand logo was introduced, which included the number 31. Now, the concept represented the brand's offering of 31 flavors, one for each day of the month, which turned out to be a game changer for the brand. It was also said that one of the founders, Irvin Robbins, used to taste test dozens of flavors of ice creams every day. His rationale was he wanted to ensure the quality of the product and was keen to experiment with new flavor combinations. And coming from this, the pink spoon went on to become synonymous with the Baskin Robbins brand, largely due to the sampling culture. The founders then would encourage the customers to sample flavors before making a purchase decision. This was and remains a distinctive part of Baskin-Robbins' in-store experience even today. And the small-sized pink spoon was perfect for giving the customers just a taste of what they wanted. But it wasn't just the taste. The brand also offered discounts on the months that had 31 days. Each scoop was offered at $1.31 to draw customers, apart from extending the flavor of the month. Interestingly, the concept of flavor of the month became so popular that people were curious to know what next the brand would come up with. Be it with the Lunar Cheesecake flavor in 1969 for celebrating the Apollo moon landing, or the Candy Date in celebration of 1965 presidential inauguration, Baskin-Robbins consistently showcased creativity and innovation in their lineup of flavors. In fact, the story goes on to tell that in 1964, just before the Beatles' first US tour, a reporter from the Washington Post called up Baskin-Robbins to know which flavor they would be coming up with to honor the Beatles. The question caught Robbins by surprise, as he didn't even have an answer at that point of time, but he quickly replied, "Beetle nuts, of course." And the new flavor was created, manufactured, and delivered within 5 days. Apart from this, till date, they have introduced over 1,300 flavors, yet despite of all these efforts, their top 5 selling ones continue to be vanilla, chocolate, mint chocolate chip, praline and cream, and chocolate chip. They, by the way, also offered some bizarre and unusual ice cream flavors. This list includes avocados, garlic, azuki bean, tomato, turkey, jalapenos, and pumpkin. As of today, Baskin-Robbins has over 8,000 stores across 40 countries and now is under the brand of Dunkin' Brands, the parent company that owns Dunkin' Donuts. So from fancy flavors to the brilliance in marketing tricks, that's the scoop of how Baskin-Robbins revolutionized the ice cream business forever. So that's it for today. Which has been your all-time favorite flavor of the Baskin-Robbins? Let me know, and don't forget to subscribe to the audio and video channels of the Deliberate Talks podcast. Join me next week for a Table for Two edition. Until then, be curious, be adventurous, and never stop learning. Cheers.